Uncoordinated, Episode 170, SSD, Proctors, Rooms, and Equipment.
Greetings, AP coordinators. I'm Derek Cometa.
And I'm Rachel McBride. And you're listening to
Coordinated, the podcast for AP coordinators.
Thanks for joining the conversation, collaboration, and, of course, coordination.
Hello, Rachel.
Hey there, Derek.
Are you ready for another exciting conversation? I guess when I say it like that, it sounds a little biased.
Yeah, just a little. But yes, I am ready. In fact, I am ready, ready, ready. Triple ready.
With good reason, we are going to chat about three different but related topics all in the same episode. It's a three-for-one package deal today on Coordinated.
That's right. We're continuing our nine-part mini-series on SSD. This is the fifth episode, so we just passed the halfway mark.
And so today, we're going to chat about proctors, testing rooms, and equipment as they relate to students testing with approved SSD accommodations. Let the planning begin. That is, if it hasn't already.
Oh, my planning certainly has. And this is an important conversation because finding and recruiting strong proctors and finding and securing optimal testing locations and equipment, all three of those can be challenging.
No question about it. Now, we know that you are a former English teacher, Rachel, and I know you like to carefully choose your words. So I noticed that you said strong when you described proctors and the word optimal when describing testing locations.
Keen observations there. Let's start with the proctors. Strong proctors. I believe that strong, detail-oriented proctors are important for all testing sessions, but especially for my SSD ones. The SSD testing sessions can involve extra paperwork, tracking of extended or extra time, and even the possibility of additional equipment. It's more than your average testing session, and most often the proctor is hosting the testing session alone, meaning there are no other proctors in the SSD testing location. Hence, strong. Strong proctors are key for SSD.
Love that. Makes total sense. I did the same thing at my former school. I only used experienced colleagues who had previously proctored SSD testing sessions. I provided them with a proctor script and trained them on how to administer the SSD testing session well in advance.
Yep. For my extended time sessions, I even did the math in advance for the proctors. please hold the jokes about a former English teacher doing math. I do the math so my proctors know exactly how much time the student has for each section. We talked about this before. For the extended time accommodation, students must always use the minimum standard time for each section. Again, students approved for extended time must always use the minimum standard time for each section. From there, they can use up to 50% or 100% of the extended time that they've been approved for.
And since SSD testing sessions can go a bit longer than the standard testing session, and or they may require special equipment, We want to reserve the most, what was that word you used, Rachel?
Optimal. I want optimal testing locations for my SSD testing sessions. It's the same as with all the testing locations. I want to create a comfortable testing environment for my students.
Let's take a moment to expand on that. What do you mean by comfortable?
To me, a comfortable testing environment means things like good lighting, no noise or outside distractions, comfortable seating, lots of desktop or tabletop real estate. The takeaway is, just like the main testing sessions, the location for SSD testing should be given careful consideration. It's not an afterthought. But it's important to remember, not all students with approved accommodations need to test in a separate room. We can review the SSD guidelines for a complete list. Link in the show notes.
Excellent points. And confirming one moment. Yes, links are in the show notes. Please continue.
Many of my SSD testing sessions are one-to-one, meaning there is one proctor and one student. Other times, they are smaller groups, maybe two or three students and one proctor. Either way, I try to find a room that is a comfortable fit. It's not necessary to book the entire gym. That would be going a bit overboard. Sometimes a counselor's office works well, or other smaller private locations, maybe even an unused classroom, if that still exists. Nowadays, they are kind of an endangered species, right? And sometimes I need multiple SSD testing rooms at the same time. In the past, I've had one room for 50% extended time, another room for 100% extended time, and another room for extended breaks. That's in addition to my main testing location in the gym.
I remember that happening at my school as well. I definitely got my steps in that day.
I did too.
My most complicated and challenging days were usually not the days with the largest number of exams, but rather the days I had the largest number of simultaneous testing locations. Fortunately, many of my colleagues chipped in by volunteering their time to help proctor exams. Other times they helped by offering their office as a testing location. Actually, full transparency, as I recall, sometimes they volunteered. Other times I asked the principal for support, and they were, quote-unquote, voluntold, a term that many AP coordinators are familiar with.
Yes, love that. And hey, AP exam administration is only once per year. We want our students to have every opportunity to succeed. And fortunately, most colleagues understand the high stakes and are willing to help with proctoring and or testing locations.
Advanced planning is so important. To help, be sure to consult the AP Coordinator's Manual, Part 2, and the SSD guidelines to know which accommodations require separate rooms and or special equipment. Again, links in the show notes.
Good segue. And nice shout out to my best friend, the AP Coordinator's Manual, as well.
Okay, so that's a little bit on proctors and testing rooms, which leaves us with the last of our three topics, equipment. Equipment. Rachel, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. A few best practices to share. Some good tips that we've heard from fellow AP coordinators. First, for exams that require equipment, I like to test the equipment ahead of time in the testing room. Side note, this is a good idea for all exams, not just those with accommodations. Second, prior to the exam, I also plan time for the proctor to familiarize themselves with the equipment. I want to be sure they are comfortable with how everything functions. No surprises or questions on exam day, please. And third, we are talking in triples today, Derek. So third, for proctors using CDs, I make a note next to each section in the script. The note tells the proctor the color of the CD to use for each section. I do this for standard testing rooms too. Proctors can be a little nervous when it comes to which CDs to use at different points in the exam. I find that this helps a bit, kind of a color coding double check, just like my closet, Derek, color coded.
Thanks for the visual image there. And on that colorful note, I believe that takes us to our episode summary, which again highlights three key things from our conversation. This one is going to be a little tough for me, Rachel. I was so into our colorful conversation that I forgot to take notes.
I see that look on your face. I got you, Derek. Here's my version of summary time. 1. Consider recruiting and scheduling some of your strongest proctors for the SSD testing sessions. 2. Reserve optimal testing locations in advance that create a comfortable testing environment for your SSD students. And 3. Make sure you have enough equipment and CDs for your SSD testing locations. And make sure your proctors are familiar with the technology required to administer the exam.
Very nice. Not surprisingly, you are an AP coordinator who is ready for any challenge. Thanks for the episode summary. In fact, that was so good, perhaps you might want to volunteer to do that every episode.
Well, wow. Would you look at that time, Derek? We better finish up. This episode has already been long enough, and I need to get back to color coding my closet. A few things are out of place after laundry day.
Nice detour, Rachel. As always, thanks everyone for joining us. One of our favorite tools is on deck for our next episode, the accommodations filter in AP registration and ordering, something AP coordinators have been asking for, and it has officially arrived. I'll be back to talk with you soon. Rachel will be back as well, unless she leaves me for a closet color coding podcast. Stay tuned.
Coordinated is presented by the AP program and the AP Coordinator Experience team. We thank Jackie Ray for our theme song, Good as Gold. Jackie is a former AP Music Theory student at Oakden High School in Vienna, Virginia. Additional vocal support by myself, Carly Suge, AP Coordinator at Costa Mesa High School in Southern California.
AP coordinators, we cannot say it enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And for all your support of AP students, you are truly good as gold.
Again, till I believe it's all. I'm good as gold.